is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, as you always can, by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, the live Saturday edition of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
Mark, who is normally our co-host on Saturday nights, is not here. He's going to be out for something like a week, going off to relative's wedding. You know, yeah. Things, those sorts of things come up. So, Luther, thanks for sitting in here tonight.
No problem.
Tonight, we're going to start things out. Of course, again, you can bring up whatever you want. And don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features for free. And actually, it was over at freetalklive.com where I found this story that we're going to start with about ecstasy. But basically, the website allows you, the listener, to actually create the content of the site by submitting show prep suggestions in, and then other listeners vote up or down whether they like or dislike your suggestions, and you get to vote too. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them. John Cloud over at Time Magazine, and this wasn't just reported in Time, it's been reported in a number of places. Because it's pretty big news what's going on here in the world of the possibility of seeing some sort of change to ecstasy's illegal status. And it's interesting that this is happening because ecstasy, or MDMA, which is the actual chemical short name for what ecstasy is supposed to be, street ecstasy is different from MDMA. Sometimes what they'll sell at a club or something like that, these pressed pills that may or may not actually have the active ingredient MDMA.
Right. They might be mixed with a little something else, usually a stimulant.
Speed.
Yeah. Usually a stimulant, something that'll give you some energy.
Or sometimes they're not even any of that at all. Sometimes it's cough medicine.
Yeah.
So DXM, dextromethorphan hydrobromide. And so because of the black market, there are, you know, unscrupulous people who will put together things that are pressed pills. They look like pressed pills, but they're not actually as advertised. Basically, they'll go into a club or a rave or something like that, or a, you know, concert. And they'll sell out all their inventory of these fake pills and never be seen again because nobody knew who they were in the first place and make a bunch of money on selling bunk. So in the black marketplace, you don't always know if you're getting ecstasy unless you have like a test kit, unless you have these certain chemical reagents. You can actually shave off a few bits of the pill that you get and then run these tests on it to verify it.
And I imagine that's got to be pretty expensive.
A test kit? No, they're not so expensive, actually. They're pretty affordable. They're the folks over at DanceSafe, I think is the organization.
Oh, okay.
DanceSafe sells them. And they sell them at a cost that's fairly affordable. But, you know, the average youngster that's at a club or something.
Probably
some
isn't
concert,
thinking about that. I'd love to buy some of these pills from you. Just let me bust out my tester real quick and we'll go into the bathroom and test this out.
That's not really happening. So we're talking about MDMA. When we're talking about ecstasy tonight here on the show, we're talking about MDMA, the actual chemical, long version, methylene dioxymethamphetamine, I think, MDMA. Is what we're discussing here. So, Time Magazine pointing out that ecstasy has always been an unusual drug of abuse. Its high is complicated. There's euphoria, certainly, and an amphetamine kick. But because ecstasy causes the brain to flood with serotonin and oxytocin, two chemicals heavily implicated in emotion, it has the atypical ability to precipitate both introspection and sociability. Despite the dreadful serotonin-depleted ecstasy hangovers known as Suicide Tuesdays, users have for many years promoted the drug's salutary features. Still, are we ready for ecstasy to be thought of as a medicine? Well, on July 19th, the Journal of Psychopharmacology reported the results of the first randomized controlled trial of ecstasy, which is known to chemists as I mentioned earlier, MDMA. The study's authors, Dr. Michael Nithofer, a South Carolina psychiatrist, gave MDMA or a placebo to patients with post-traumatic stress disorder, whose condition had not been alleviated by any standard combination of psychotherapy and antidepressants. So a lot of these people that they were treating, for instance, said, they've been in the military, they've seen their friends killed in front of them, they've endured the horrors of war, and the standard PTSD treatments just aren't working.
Yeah, I knew a fella, actually. He came back from Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a Marine, and he had a very hard time readjusting coming back to the world, as they say. He was drinking heavily, constantly.
I bet that happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, he was a real angry guy. He lost his job because he lost his license because he was driving drunk. I mean, just nothing good was going for
him. How did the heavy drinking help him with his depression?
Not very well. He'd usually be passed out somewhere, and we'd have to come rouse him.
Well, especially because drinking is a depressant itself. I mean, alcohol is a depressant, and so that's not going to really help anybody escape from... that's their intention, obviously, is to escape right. from what they're feeling, but that seems like the last thing it... Yeah. You'd want to do. But nonetheless, alcohol is legal, so it's easier to get your hands on than some of these other more interesting things.
Oh, sure.
So this paper from the, again, the study on ecstasy and PTSD showed that ecstasy is not only safe when administered in controlled settings, but also remarkably effective in treating PTSD in conjunction with psychotherapy. Now, given the controversial nature of their study, the authors write in an all-business tone. The word ecstasy doesn't appear anywhere in the article, and it shouldn't, because it's not an appropriate term. Ecstasy is a slang word. And they begin noting that PTSD is a serious mental health problem. It's diagnosed in roughly 8% of Americans, and as many as 1 out of 5 U.S. servicemen and women returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, and that we have little clue about how to treat it. So 20%. Of people that come back from Iraq and Afghanistan have PTSD right out the gate.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it likely develops later on down the line. I'd imagine that it there's a possibility of that happening, too.
Yeah. Well, I imagine just being in one environment for so long and customizing yourself to that and then coming back to something that's just the polar opposite and having to readjust. I mean, it's got to be difficult to relate what you've seen if you've seen some crazy stuff out there.
I mean, we've heard the stories about the nightmares and just constantly focusing on what happened. An esteemed psychologist specializing in PTSD, Edna Foe, has noted that government-approved drugs like Paxil and Zoloft are effective in only about 20% of PTSD patients. Talk treatment known as cognitive behavior therapy works much better. A majority of PTSD patients show some improvement after a course of CBT sessions, but roughly one quarter of PTSD patients drop out of the cognitive behavioral therapy, partly because it requires them to actually discuss the searingly painful events that they've been through. The basis for using ecstasy in PTSD treatment is that the drug dramatically reduces immediate anxieties, allowing the user to open up emotionally, even as the body and brain are energized by the drug. Clubgoers like this effect because it allows them to party for hours, but Mithofer's team wondered if this sensation could be harnessed for therapy. And, you know, they weren't just wondering this a few weeks ago.
No, this has been around for a while, people have...
Yes.
In fact, when MDMA first came to the United States, it was used as that.
For treatment.
Yeah, psychologists were administering it to their patients, you know...
Back in the, what about the early 80s when that was happening?
Yeah. To, like, rape victims, you know, people who had lost family members and were having trouble coping with it, you know, and it had great success. I mean, they were finally able to just confront the problem and move past it.
Right. And so what happened was, back then, the word got out about this. People started trying it for recreational purposes,
right.
And it exploded in popularity. And, of course, you know, the government doesn't like it when anybody's having fun if they haven't paid taxes first. So they came in, swooped in, and made it illegal.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the use of MDMA for treating serious conditions, PTSD, or just seriously emotionally traumatic conditions has been long studied. It's just that what's been happening ever since it's been made illegal is that psychologists will basically do this stuff really covertly.
Mm-hmm.
If they've got somebody in their office that's having these this kind of a situation and the, you know, the standard treatments aren't working for them, then that's when a psychologist who really cares about this person and who knows about MDMA and has some way of accessing it will then offer to them, look, you know, we can do this MDMA treatment, but it's not authorized. You know, we're going to have to keep our mouths shut. We have to keep this quiet. So there have been kind of quiet studies, case studies and things like that been going on for a number of years, as I understand it. The folks over at the, I think it's the Multidisciplinary Something for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS is the name of the organization. They have been following a lot of this for a long time. And now what we're seeing here in 2010 is it's finally breaking, this news about MDMA is finally breaking into the mainstream. There's a little bit more detail here, but you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Have you had experiences with MDMA helping you cope with some serious trauma in your life? We'd love to hear your stories at 800-259-9231 or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That is the number for you. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got news updates. You want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live? You can just get signed up for free over at news.freetalklive.com. And you can get on various different delivery methods. We've got the email delivery. We've got Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. So whichever way works best for you, we've got it. And it's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. Hey, get your Liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece.
Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out and let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. Now, we're talking about a story that has finally and much deservedly hit it big. MDMA, the active ingredient popularly known as ecstasy on the street and much maligned on, you know, popular culture and the government's anti-drug advertising and such. Much maligned all over major news media because there's just been all kinds of negative press about it. And it's undeserved. But now it's finally getting some of the attention it deserves because it's an incredibly popular, it's an incredibly effective, way to treat serious trauma, as one study has recently shown. To give you a little more detail, we'll get right to your phone calls here. Now, what happened was there, of course, ecstasy was outlawed, and so therefore everybody that wanted to study it had to go underground and just do their own kind of personal experiments and things like that. But back in the 1990s, they started working toward actually getting the FDA to approve a study and the DEA as well. So they had to have both the FDA and the DEA approve this study of MDMA. It took them more than a decade to finally get the approval for this study.
Of both major,
right,
huge, humongo bureaucracies.
So finally, it began in 2004, but because of budget and time restraints, only 20 participants could be recruited, which is the study's biggest flaw, and that is that it's very small. Still, the most rigorous scientific methods were applied. The volunteers were randomized to receive either a placebo or MDMA, and those who administered the pills didn't know whether they were giving the drug or the placebo. The participants were housed overnight after they took their pill, and they had to speak with a nurse every day for a week afterward. More important, they had to undergo continuous psychotherapy with sessions before, during, and after two separate MDMA experiences. Emergency physicians were on hand in case anyone had an adverse reaction, and no one did. And by the way, that's because MDMA is a really incredibly safe substance if you're taking it in a manner that, you know, is responsible.
Yeah, I have to agree.
If you are a drug addict who is popping as many as they possibly can,
like their M&Ms.
Yeah, and then, you know, dancing up a storm in a hot nightclub with no access to water, then you're in a dangerous circumstance.
Yeah, and it's assault, isn't it? In its purest form?
Oh, boy, I don't know about that. I don't see sodium in the chemical name, but I'm no expert on that. But it does does essentially dehydrate you.
Yeah.
It raises your body temperature, your core body temperature, and that will dehydrate you. And if you aren't well hydrated, you could be in some trouble.
Yeah, so it's important to remember to drink water while you're doing that.
So nobody had any adverse reactions, although every one of the participants, all 20 of them, were very difficult cases. They're long-term PTSD patients whose anxiety had not been alleviated by any traditional treatment method, and they were patients prone to frequent anxiety attacks, and yet the MDMA caused none of them to panic. 10 of the 12 patients, 83%, who were given, or 10 of, yeah, okay, excuse me, so of the 20 patients, 12 of them were given MDMA, the other 8 were given the placebo. 10 of the 12 patients, 83%, that were given the MDMA no longer showed PTSD symptoms after 2 months of treatment. Hold on, let me repeat that. 10 of the 12 patients who were given MDMA, known as ecstasy, on the street, no longer showed PTSD symptoms after 2 months of treatment. These are long-term PTSD sufferers.
Right.
These are people who have never had any success with treating the symptoms, the anxiety that comes from this PTSD. 2 months after the ecstasy treatment, which was 2 doses of MDMA, they didn't show any symptoms. In fact, they didn't even qualify as PTSD patients anymore. Only 2 of the 8 patients in the placebo group showed such an improvement, so clearly MDMA works.
Right.
3 MDMA patients who had told researchers they could not work because of their PTSD returned to their jobs after their MDMA sessions. The results are remarkable. Any pharmaceutical company would be thrilled with an 83% recovery rate at 2 months. But the scientists are appropriately cautious about what it means. The major problem, again, is the small sample size, although most so-called Phase 2 trials like this one aren't very large. Phase 1 trials show that a drug is safe, Phase 2 show that a drug is effective, and then Phase 3 is the final test before a drug can be put on the market, reconfirm safety and effectiveness in a very large, diverse sample. Another problem may be related to the placebo response. The patients who did well on MDMA knew they were involved in a study of a drug so potent that the government had outlawed it. They probably expected to feel better, and that expectation can be powerful. That's a pretty big stretch. Full disclosure here, having taken MDMA probably, 10 to 15 times in my life, not a whole lot,
right.
But in my adult life, this is a very powerful drug.
Yeah, I've taken it maybe 4 times.
Is that all?
Yeah, really not that much. But yeah, every time it was like a very spiritual experience. I recently took it on the cusp of moving back into Keene, and it was kind of like a new beginning for me afterwards.
Nice.
Yes.
I have, it's always been one of my favorites because it's just a positive overall experience. I've never heard of anybody having, taken like 1 or 2 doses of MDMA, and I've only ever taken one. Just one dose. And I've never heard of anybody having, a bad experience on MDMA.
Right.
It's one of those, it's an empathogen. It's not a psychedelic. Now, they say here that the very last paragraph here says, still, the new paper represents the first time in a generation that psychedelic drugs have been taken seriously as a treatment. Shame on you, Time Magazine.
I know.
Ecstasy or MDMA is not a psychedelic. It is not like LSD. LSD is a psychedelic. Even marijuana is a mild psychedelic.
Psychedelic, yeah.
Mushrooms, of course, are a psychedelic.
Yeah.
But MDMA is not. It's an empathogen. And the word empathy, you can hear the word empathy in that word.
Right,
empathogen.
It's got that root in there.
Right, because it helps people connect with it helps people connect with their fellow man.
Oh yeah, I like to keep to myself for the most part. That's why I was living out in the woods for about a year. Certainly when I was on MDMA, I was very open, I was very generous, I was very kind, I was a lot more apt to talking to strangers, which I'm not afraid to talk to strangers, I just, felt
just
more
easier.
Compelled to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And it's not a sloppy thing like being drunk. It doesn't reduce inhibitions like being drunk to where you're going to do something stupid necessarily.
No, it just seems very natural, like, hey, I'm going to talk to this person, can I kiss you, actually?
One of the most striking things that I remember from doing MDMA the first time was that afterward, I felt like I had a much greater appreciation for nature. And because it was so strikingly beautiful to me when I was on the MDMA, and after that didn't go away for me.
Right.
It was just like a permanent effect. And before, nature had just been something that was around. There's trees, there's bushes. But after MDMA, it was a completely different thing. And so I think that, what would be ideal is if we were able to give MDMA to all the soldiers before they went to war, and we probably wouldn't have to, there probably wouldn't be any war after that. So,
right.
Yeah, it's great that I'm glad it's helping people treat PTSD, but I wish more people would try it before they go off and kill other human beings. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls are next. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy listening options. We've got live streams in both broadband and dial-up flavors 24-7. The latest edition of Free Talk Live is running around the clock there for you, and it's all free. Of course, you've got also listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Get the details at listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in for free. Now, just to confuse you, we are changing the second voice on the show here tonight. Luther, unfortunately, has had to run off. He was expected to do some. I guess he's, you know, he's a big film star around here in Keene, New Hampshire. He's an actor.
Yes, and he is, and a very good one.
So, you know, when the actors are wanted, they've got to go. They've got a window of time in which they can shoot where the sun is in the right place and or isn't in the right place, etc. So he's off, and Sean is joining us here tonight. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you, Ian.
We will welcome now our phone calls. So we started out talking about MDMA and how it is that finally it's getting the attention it deserves for being an incredibly powerful drug, not just for recreational purposes, but to actually end the symptoms of PTSD. The first scientific study done in a long time on MDMA. Finally, the FDA and the DEA approved it back in the early part of this decade. They started the study in 2004. The results have come out, and they are undeniable. This drug, along with psychotherapy, eliminates the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Would love to hear your stories. If you've had a personal experience with MDMA and you want to share that, you're certainly welcome to do so in this particular vein. I don't really want people to call and talk about how fun the club was when they took MDMA. I'm talking about people who've had, you know, serious issues that they felt that MDMA has helped them with. Let's go to your phone calls. Dylan is on the line listening to InfoFM in Waco, Texas. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to take a minute here to say that anyone who condones illegal drug use like you and your followers are losers. That's it.
Followers?
Don't you have anything intelligent to say?
Anything that, you know, you don't actually have a conversation, huh? Because you don't actually have anything worth saying, right? You just want to call names. You my follower, Sean?
I don't follow you, no.
No?
I agree with you on many, many subjects. I disagree with you on some. And
so if I told you to take a pill of MDMA tonight, you wouldn't do it?
Probably not. I don't use drugs.
Ah, okay. Well, I guess you just blew a hole right in his argument there, huh? Whatever argument it was.
I don't use drugs, but neither do I want to stop other people from using them if that's their choice.
Right. Drugs, you know, have a wide range of effects. Some of them are very, very hard and dangerous, like alcohol. Alcohol is one of the hardest drugs out there known to man. Now, if you use it responsibly, you'll be all right. If you have a few beers, you'll be fine. If you have 10 beers, you probably aren't going to be doing so okay at that point. In fact, there's a certain point at which you can poison yourself with alcohol. So the whole idea that that drugs that are legal are somehow better than drugs that are illegal is completely fallacious.
Well, some say drugs that are legal are better. I mean, there's things like Oxycontin and Vicodin and morphine, and these things are legal. You just got to get a note from a doctor who approves your usage of them. And
sure,
there's lots of people who think that that stuff's a lot better.
Well, and I can tell you that a lot of those drugs are also very addictive. I've known people that have been addicted to prescription drugs, and of course, people that have been addicted to legal drugs as well. So if you've got a more intellectual comment, we certainly love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that MDMA is a bad drug. I think that any drug in excess is bad. I think if you're taking a bunch of alcohol, you're an alcoholic and you've got problems, and that's going to manifest itself in a real negative fashion in your life beyond just getting all effed up on alcohol.
Oh, it absolutely will.
If you're taking too much Zoloft or whatever other prescription drug, OxyContin, for instance, very popular on the black market or the gray market, where people, for whatever reason, like the effects of oxycodone or OxyContin, hydrocodone, all the variants of that particular opiate that are taking those, they're paying upwards of, in many cases, $20 a pill for that stuff, depending on the milligram count in the black market. And if you're taking too much of that, then you're in a bad way, too. I knew a guy that was taking OxyContin, and he was crushing it up, turning it into a solution, and injecting it into his veins.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an addiction right there.
Yeah. So anything in excess is problematic. People that take MDMA in excess are going to have problems. They talked about in this story here, they talked about the Tuesdays, the Depression Tuesdays or whatever they called it, where the idea is that somebody who takes a bunch of MDMA to party on a weekend is going to feel down in the dumps. And there's a lot of stories online that will back that up. If you go to arrowid.org, for instance, it's a really useful website that is all about drugs. It's all about, it's got a section on pharmaceuticals, it's got a section on illegal drugs, etc. And
wait, you're saying that there's somebody out there who is publishing real information about the use of various and sundry drugs so that people who want to use them can do so in an intelligent and responsible manner?
Yes. Arrowid.org is the place to go to learn about how to use to take drugs in a responsible manner. There's frequently asked questions. There's details. There's citations to scientific studies and things like that. Real information, stuff you're not going to get from watching the 30-second spots that the Anti-Drug Coalition puts out on television. And they're what they call trip reports. And I think those are some of the most enlightening of the content on Arrowid, because it shows you the whole range. You want to read bad trips? They've got them. You want to read good trips? They've got them. You want to read something in between, first-time experiences, all of that stuff? They've got it there, and it's a great place to go and learn more and to learn what to expect and to learn how to do things safely. Because the fact is, whether you want to admit it or not, people are going to do drugs regardless of their legal status. They are going to do drugs, and it would seem to me that if you care about people, and if you care about human beings, your fellow human beings, and you want them to be as safe as possible, then you have to accept that just telling them no, don't do it, isn't going to be good enough. You have to accept that some people are just going to do it, and then you need to do what you can to reduce the harm that is done to those people.
Absolutely, I try to encourage people who are close to me not to use them, but I'm not about to call the police or anything like that about it.
That's not going to make their lives any better, no. I can tell you that.
It'll make my life worse, too, so...
spending time in a jail cell is not going to help anybody that has a drug problem. I've been in a jail cell with people that have been addicted to drugs. I was in with a guy that was getting off of heroin, so they'd arrested him, and so he was basically withdrawing from heroin while he was in jail with me. And all they could talk about was, you know, when they got out, what they were going to do, right?
And let me guess, the first thing they were going to do is go find some heroin?
Well, he didn't specify that, but he certainly did want to get high on and smoke some weed. But my point being that putting them in jail doesn't solve those problems. So we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Tony's in Indy with listening to WXNT. Hello, Tony. Tony?
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Awesome. Yes, my wife, my fiance, has post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I've been following MAPS for a while. And I'm very familiar with what they do. I was curious, though, the 20 people does seem really light. How does that stack up to other pharmaceutical testing?
Well, it blows it out of the water. According to Time magazine here, the Paxil and the Zoloft, the government-approved drugs, are only effective in approximately 20% of PTSD patients. So those drugs just don't cut it. Whereas this particular test showed that 83% of the people that were given MDMA were actually able to entirely eliminate their PTSD symptoms after 2 months.
Well, I think what he was asking was how does the size of the test samples
right.
cover?
Cool.
And I would say it was probably a very small sample because it's an initial test. You don't want to try something that may be dangerous on a large scale until you have a little bit of information to go on.
Okay. Now, how do you think the future looks? I mean, I think the war on drugs from the government's end is a very profitable endeavor, and they're not looking to end it anytime soon. So even if these are very beneficial and it can be demonstrated to be beneficial, I don't really think it's ever going to catch on, at least not here in the States. Do you kind of disagree with that?
I think you've got a pretty realistic viewpoint. I mean, clearly marijuana, for instance, has had plenty of tests that show it's very, very beneficial to people that are sick. And while it's moving slowly in the right direction, we're seeing more states pass medical marijuana provisions. It is a slow, slow process, and any kind of legalization of ecstasy is also going to be as slow. I mean, I'm an eternal optimist about these sorts of things, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on MDMA, popularly known as ecstasy. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial in toll free. It's the live Saturday edition. The number is 800-259-9231. And that's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you appreciate the fact that we give you the features on the site, then you can voluntarily support us by going shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff that you want. At a great price, free Super Saver shipping and a whole lot of their brand new items, plus even used items if you want to save a few extra bucks. Just start your shopping through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. So start your shopping, amazon.freetalklive.com. But there are some things that Amazon doesn't have. Like if you want to buy industry kind of equipment, bulk buys of industry level sorts of stuff, if you're looking for discounted optical transceivers, you need to look no further than memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. Don't know what those are? This ad's not for you. That are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com. Continuing with your phone calls here, big news has finally hit about MDMA, popularly known as ecstasy. It is a that's kind of its name on the street level, although there are certainly other slang terms that have been applied to it. And it's got a lot of bad press over the years for being a club drug, but it has its recreational uses. However, now it's being discovered that it actually has some pretty significant psychological treatment style uses. With the very first study in a generation finally being done here that shows significant success with treating post-traumatic stress disorder with MDMA. 83% of the patients, 10 out of 12 patients who were given MDMA, no longer showed PTSD symptoms after 2 months of treatment. They didn't even qualify as PTSD patients anymore. These are long-term patients who have been unsuccessfully treated with any other method to treat PTSD. Significantly serious situation these folks were in, and MDMA helped them get out of it completely. That level of success is unprecedented.
That's simply amazing. PTSD can be a really serious condition. I wouldn't want to have to deal with it myself, although I imagine it's quite common amongst soldiers.
So you want to hear how you feel about the idea of possibly legalizing MDMA, or what your experiences have been. Have you had a traumatic situation? Not necessarily PTSD, but have you been dealing with personal trauma of some sort that you felt that MDMA was helpful for you? What was your experience
with MDMA. Let's go to your phone calls. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Of course, we also touched on other things like pharmaceuticals and their effectiveness, etc. Jan is on the line listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Ladies first. Hello, Jan.
Hello.
Hi, Jan.
This is very interesting. I'm really enjoying your program.
Thank you.
I'm neither anti or pro pharmaceuticals. I believe they have their place. My one concern is that back in the 60s, 70s, there were actually drugs out there that were supposed to make the quote-unquote perfect soldier killing machine. So you've got drugs out there that are ugly, and you've got the good stuff with the MDMA,
mm-hmm.
which I would like to know if these people that were cured from the PTSD, do they have to continually take the drug, or do they get well and then they discontinue it?
Well, this is a new study. It was begun in 2004, and according to the study, they were completely cured, and they showed no PTSD symptoms after 2 months of treatment. They took two doses of MDMA and also had psychotherapy going on at the same time, and it literally appears to have cured them.
That's pretty miraculous, and I have to admit that sounds really great. The other thing is though, the only thing that concerns me is that sometimes we lose our humanity when we, you know, just reach for the pill.
No, I understand that, and I don't think that that MDMA is that kind of a pill. I mean, having had personal experience in using it, MDMA actually helps. I think it helps people get in touch with their humanity, and that's why you're seeing this success.
I think if you take it, any drug within reason, it could be helpful to a person. But I still feel that, you know, you can pull your own humanity out, and really, you know, you said that you found that taking it made you really appreciate nature, and it made you easier with people, and it made your communications with others better. But I think in a lot of cases, if you take a different route, sometimes it can be just as successful.
Oh, certainly. There are many many paths to success. I didn't say all those things about my experience. I did have Luther on. Maybe he had said some of those things. But, yeah, for me, the nature thing was the case. And while you're on MDMA, it does increase your ability to connect with your fellow man. And I think some people would say that it does increase your ability to do so on a permanent basis, but it would all depend. And it also depends on your intentions as well. And I thank you, Jan, for the call tonight. Drugs like this, they're very, very, they're very powerful. So, you know, it kind of depends on your intentions. You know, if you're going to just party, well, then maybe it's not going to be as, important of an experience for you. It all depends on your perspective and how you're entering things and the set and the setting. Very powerful drugs, stimulating drugs like MDMA, being in the right set and setting are very important. Being around the right people are very important as well. You know, that's one of those things you'll pick up as you start really kind of looking into the world of mind-altering substances. 800-259-9231 is the number here. We continue with Red, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hello, Red.
Hi there. It's good hearing you tonight. I just wanted to mention that back in 2004, when Peter Jennings was alive, back with ABC News, there was a study done with MDMA,
mm-hmm.
where it actually, all the results were basically innocuous, showing that it was basically not a dangerous substance of any sort. And the only downfall was the possible serotonin depletion, where a person might be depressed for a day or so. But if one even just plugs that into Google or whatever their browser is, ABC News, MDMA, they'll come up with that story back then. And that was sort of like pretty far, you know, for the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually pretty explosive that a major conservative network showed that a drug, you know, that their results were showing that it was basically positive in most aspects.
It was I've seen this presentation. It's excellent, and I agree. I highly recommend people watch it because it's the most level-headed approach that I've ever seen news media take toward a drug, toward any sort of reporting on an illegal drug. They got both sides, and the DEA looked like a bunch of jackballs and total oppressors in comparison to the people that were actually talking about the benefits of this drug. And it was incredibly even-handed. It was awesome journalism, though I wouldn't label ABC as conservative or liberal. They're like any other major news organization. Generally, they are pro-state. However, in this particular story, they definitely allowed both sides to be heard, and it was very well done.
Well, it's an interesting thing with this news as far as before the Reagan years, a news center within a network did not have to report to the profit center. They actually acted on their own, and they did not have to report to the profit center. After the Reagan years, it was changed during those years, and they did become essentially a division of entertainment networks, too. Their profit margin was analyzed on as compared to their other shows. But the one thing I'd like to ask you as far as what your take is on the drugs Salvia and K2. And also, I just also want to just say kudos for you being able to sneak in on what's generally considered AM radio, is considered generally conservative talk radio. And thank God you are. I know you're a libertarian primarily, and thank God your voice is somehow it's keep on
well,
going. My
thank
heart
you. Here's what I would suggest. Don't thank me. Thank the local program director of your talk radio station that decided to take a chance on a show like Free Talk Live. So take a moment, anybody that's listening to a radio station tonight, make a note of the station you're listening to, look them up, get the phone number, call during the week, and say thank you. Find out who the program director is and say thanks for airing Free Talk Live, and then maybe ask for some more, because we do this six nights a week.
Thank you, definitely. But I do want to ask you, what is your take on Salvia and
yes.
K2, which are basically both legal drugs in 45 out of 50 states?
Yeah, a few state government types have outlawed both of those, and as you mentioned, a handful of states at this point. We may see that spread, but they are both legal. K2 is a legal version of a synthetic version of cannabinoids, of THC. It's a synthetic version, basically, of marijuana, of cannabis. And Salvia is its own drug. It's like, wow. I have taken both. And let me start with K2 because it's easier to talk about K2. K2 is basically a copy of, synthetic version of THC, which is the active chemical, the active get-you-high ingredient in cannabis, or also, you know, the active ingredient that helps people feel better when they're sick and they've got different conditions that are, you know, that can be helped by cannabis. So K2 is essentially being marketed in places like smoke shops and on the internet as a legal alternative to cannabis. I've tried it, and it certainly reminded me of cannabis. So I would imagine it has similar properties. I don't know how much studies, if any, have been done on K2 because it's relatively new. It came from China. It's a chemical that they spray on an herbal mixture. So it's not even an herb or plant or anything like that. It's just a chemical that they spray on things. I'll answer the question about Salvia, and thank you for the call. Hour 2 is coming up.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.